Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. Having just passed the summer solstice, our long days make for a great gardening, and some of you have likely been spending some time in your own gardens lately. These great conditions, though, do not only benefit the plants that we want to grow, they also bring about an abundance of weeds. Ensuring that these weeds don't take over your garden can be a constant and arduous battle. It may help a little, though, to make a mental shift. Perhaps you are not weeding, but harvesting. Many of these common weeds can actually be used. Some of them are edible, some are medicinal, and many may be both. Some of the most common weeds that I find myself pulling are dandelion, pineapple weed, nettle, fireweed, chickweed, and clover. As long as you can positively identify them and are not using herbicide or pesticide, all of these are edible plants and can add some diversity to your diet. The leaves of nettle and clover, as well as the stalks of fireweed, should be eaten early in their growth, which is great, because that's also when it's ideal to pull them from your garden. Nettle should be dried, frozen, or blanched to remove the stinging hairs, then can be eaten like spinach. Fireweed, when still small and the leaves have not unclasped from the stalk, can be cooked and eaten like asparagus. Young clover leaves can be added to salads, but will become tougher and more strongly flavored as they grow. Other species will remain usable or even improve as they grow into the season. Chickweed is a versatile green and can be eaten all through the season. While pineapple weed is also known as wild chamomile, most useful once it's developed its flower heads and can be used the same as the chamomile you can buy in the store. If you miss those clovers early, you'll become useful yet again when they develop their flower heads, which can be used amongst other ways as a tea. Common dandelion, one of the most famous weeds of all, is actually a highly versatile plant, with all parts being usable. The leaves of the dandelion can be used as a salad green, especially when picked young. The flower heads, eaten raw, are sweet with nectar, and can be easily turned into dandelion syrup. All parts of the dandelion can be used to make tea, with the root, flower, and leaves leading to different flavors and strengths. Besides being generally jam-packed with vitamins, dandelion has more medicinal benefits than can truly be covered here, but include aiding in digestion, supporting liver function, and as a general immune-boosting tonic, amongst others. Although strongly flavored if raw, dandelion root can also be eaten. It is high in fiber and carbohydrates, and the bitter flavor is reduced through cooking. The plants listed here are truly just the tip of the edible and medicinal weed iceberg. So give some of these a shot the next time you are clearing out your beds, and hopefully it can help turn a tedious task into rewarding foraging. This is Henry Reiske, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.